I've already preached.
I have a little homily.
That was written there for people that are hard of hearing. In John's song, he said, get the funk out. Not what some of you thought. Of course, that's what he meant. I have some good news for you, believe it or not. Romans 5. You got about 7 minutes. Therefore, being justified by faith, justified has in its root that word that's always there when it's an outbreak on the stage of history of God's own nature, you will find. Or the long E, in the Greek, dike. It's always there. If it is stating something that is an outbreak on the stage of history of God's own nature, nothing we can do can duplicate God. Fallen man cannot be like God. Only God can be like God, which is why God sneers at self-righteousness, because the only righteousness, and that word dike is always in righteousness, or right, or just, or justice, in this case is justification. Now that means to be justified is to be taken as though you're just like something. You're not. But you're taken as though you are just like. We are taken by God as just like God, even though we're not, because of something we have and have expressed, faith. That's the good news of the gospel. The Old Testament and the law said, be just like God by effort and works and imitation of His standard. Try to be like God. This standard reveals what His nature looks like. Now you be like God. The New Testament good news is that law is dead, died with Christ. God now can take us on another ground. For faith, when He sees faith, He will then justify. Look at us as though we're just like God, even though we're not. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace is not something you pray to get. Some spiritual wand touches you and you have an epiphany of electric juices flowing through you. Peace is cessation of againstness. Cessation of againstness. You have peace when one side or the other surrenders. Usually it's a compromise. You end up with a mess like we have in Iraq. What prolonged the Second World War is we were determined to have unconditional surrender. God always requires that. Unconditional surrender. Peace is cessation of againstness. One side or the other surrenders. And, or one side or the other, no longer against. In this case, we, being justified, this is the good news, being taken as just like God, through our faith, we have peace. God's no longer against us. Even though we're sinners, He laid our sins on Christ, and He's no longer against us. We have non-againstness with and from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He obtained that. He bore our sins and took our punishment. And God's satisfied, and the price has been paid, sufficient to buy the whole world. So that those that he now justifies, he's at peace with us. God's not against you. In spite of what follows, God's not against you. This is the good news. Being justified by faith, we have peace, cessation of againstness with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We, like a darkened theater with a spotlight on the stage. We've seen this many times. If you've ever been to theaters, you'll see them when the curtain drops or when the lights go out, people are moving around in the darkness. You hear them clunking around, and then the light comes on, and there they are in the light. That's the picture here. We not only are treated as just like God because of faith, and it's continuous faith, faith all the time, testing of your faith every day. You never grow at all without a test of your faith. You stay in a static condition. We are treated as just like God, but we're not, because we have faith. We have peace. God's not against us. As long as faith, I use the illustration of plugging a cord into a socket. Faith connects us with that current flow that brings these benefits. Treated as just like God. God's not against us. And here's another one. We step into a circle. We have access. Can't get in any other way. Access by faith. As long as faith is connected, we have access to this stream of light called grace. Out here, faith not working, we are not in that stream of light. Faith connect us, there is flowing to us grace. What's grace? Unmerited favor. Just like God, God's not against us. Standing in the stream of unmerited favor, wherein we stand. It's as though I plug into God with faith and I'm struggling with a faith test. God puts me, as He treats me, just like God, and I'm not. And He's not against me anymore because He took it out on Christ. It's this beam of grace finds the favor. It unlocks the supply source, and unmerited favor flows to the one standing in faith. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I'm not yet like God. I'm treated as though I'm just like God. God's not against me. I'm the recipient of unmerited faith, favor as long as faith connects. But I can also be rejoicing in the hope of the doxa, the literal outraying of God's glory will one day camp in me, flow out of me, and displace the old man until glory will be seen, which is God's own nature radiated. I remain in faith. And not only, but we glory in tribulations. Uh-oh. Tribulum is the word in the Latin. It's the rod that's used to beat wheat from chaff. We, because of our faith, are treated as just like God when we're not. We, because of our faith, not only are being treated as just like God, I repeat, when we are not, and have these other benefits of standing in God's unmerited favor, knowing God's not against us, and glorying or rejoicing in the knowledge that His nature is going to inhabit us in such a way that we will be, as Jesus was, an outraying of God's own nature. But in the meantime, He's going to beat the way out of us. Tribulum. Whack. 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 I used to ask when I'd preach on this verse, you want to be a wacky Christian or a wacko Christian? The wacko Christians run around to have a good time in God. Those that glory in tribulation recognize this is part of the process of getting to the outraying of His glory. We glory in tribulum, knowing that tribulation, worketh patience. What did I tell you the word patience means in the King James most of the time? It translates a word that means endurance. Whackings, tribulum, worketh endurance. I think I can't make it when the first lick hits. And then I made it. I made it through another week. I made it through another day. I made it through another trial. I made it through another whacking. This is what caused Rutherford, the old saint, to say, thank God for the hammer, the file, and the fire. Recognizing that this is God's way. He's got to. He's taking you as though you're not. Just like God when you're not. He's not against you. Not at all. He, as long as you trust Him, lets the flow of unmerited favor come your way. But He has a plan for you and me. He's going to show us off in eternity. We're hoping for His glory. His glory can only come when it displaces the old man. And to displace the old man that is so deeply entrenched and rooted in our spirit, you've got to whack it off. Whack. Bang. Keep your mind on the Lord. I haven't got much time. Well, everybody laughed. Ha, ha, ha! I'm going to persevere. You've got to whack on it a while. The old man's got to be beat on. You cost me a whole minute. And you suddenly discover you did endure. I survived. And endurance, patience, which is endurance, worketh experience. The literal is triedness. All of a sudden, there's a difference between that raw piece of meat, tender and juicy, and a piece of jerky that's been worked on until it can endure anything. That's what triedness, that's what the Greek word means. Tribulum worketh endurance, endurance worketh triedness. Now, there's some of you in this congregation that qualify. You didn't years ago when you screamed when the first whack hit you. Some of you look back, I'm sure, just like me. Just like I do. Things that I thought were going to kill me 22 years ago, I can just dust off now. I handle problems in an hour. It used to leave me almost incapacitated for days. Whackings. Endurance. I can take more than I thought I could take. Triedness. By cracky, I can take almost anything. Now, God will surprise you. But there comes a point where triedness and going through it, and surviving, and learning from it, God and me can handle anything that happens today that produces the next stage, hope. Finally, what was a promise? Isn't it wonderful? I don't have to do too much. I'm treated just like God. I'm not. God not against me. Thank God. I'm in the flow of unmerited favor. Wonderful. I have hope of being glorified. Whack. I don't know about this. Whack. Whack. By golly, I made it. Or with God's help, I made it. Whack. Whack. I really believe I can survive anything. Whackety whack. But eventually, you reach a stage. What I've come through is so long and hard, and I made it. There ain't nothing on this short end that's left that's going to bring me down. And I suddenly begin to realize I have a hope that's secure. Because I've been whacked so much, endured so much, I've been toughened to this point of what I call jerky Christians, I actually can grab hold and realize a hope. I'm going to make it all the way. I really am going to make it all the way. There's more whackings, more tribulum, but I'm going to make it. I am going to make it. I am going to make it. That's what this church has tried to instill in this congregation. We made it. Through. I'm done. Take another offering. Come on, Asher. You know who to make your checks out to. You're looking at you, hopefully. I'm sure you know, I'm still under doctor's treatment and frustratingly some control, both in diet, schedule, many things. I'm getting stronger every week, as you can see. But one of these nights I'll be surprising you as I return to the rather grueling schedule of festivals. You need to be faithful as voices of faith during this recovery time. You got to have faith. That's all it takes to go through all and to reach the stage, hope that you will make it all the way. That's our hope, as we say. Again, I've repeated it every year. We made it through 1998. Next Sunday's anniversary Sunday. We start another year in this cathedral. Be here next Sunday. You should be adjusted to the new spring forward in the spring time zone. The song undergirds the message. You got to have faith. Good day, folks.